Thank you. So, you guys talk a lot, including today, about how the border wouldn't be such a big deal if Congress would have just passed your immigration bill on day one. Who was in charge of Congress on day one? And how is President Biden ever going to convince the three-quarters of voters who are worried about his physical and mental health that he is okay, even though in Las Vegas he told a story about recently talking to a French president who died in 1996.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yep, you elect clowns, you get a circus. A circus that's on display embarrassingly every single day in those press conferences. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you think better so you can feel better in these crazy and turbulent times. So if you haven't done so, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. As you can see, the Democrats are once again scrambling, desperately trying to either explain or just evade the latest set of gaffes coming from the current incontinent-in-chief. But those gaffes are, shall we say, well, they're getting kind of spooky.
People have pled guilty. You know, right after I was elected, I went to what they call a G7 meeting, all the NATO leaders. And it was in the south of England. And I sat down and I said, America's back. And Mitterrand from France looked at me and said, you know, how long are you back for?
Yep, you just heard that. That was the current resident in the White House, haunting the White House, claiming that after he was elected president, he met with French President François Mitterrand. Just one problem. Mitterrand has been dead these near 30 years. That's right. The president of the United States, or better, the current shell of an occupant. Well, he's claiming now that he's talking to the dead.
I see dead people.
That's right. Apparently, Sleepy Joe is seeing dead people. And just when the Democrats like Karine Jean-Pierre thought they could just ignore questions about it, it happened again. Just yesterday, he told donors in New York that he was just talking with German Chancellor Helmut Kohl, who died in 2017. Now, do you see why his handlers give him talking points and checklists written out with clear instructions not to stray from what's written in front of him? Whenever Biden begins to ad-lib, whenever he begins to go off script, his people panic. They have no idea what kind of babble is going to come out of those oatmeal-crusted lips. And again, gang, this isn't the first time he's done something like this. Do you remember this?
Because I believe we can use these advances to do even more to make America stronger and a healthier nation. And so many of you know so much about this as well, and you're committed. And I want to thank all of you here, for including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here to help make this a reality.
Jackie, you here? Jackie, where's Jackie? Jackie, where's Jackie? You just heard Biden ask for Representative Jackie Walorski, who's one of the original co-sponsors of that event. He was asking if she was there so he could publicly recognize her. Gang, she was dead. Where's Jackie? Where's Jackie? Dude, she's dead. She was killed along with two of her staffers the month prior in a horrific car accident. It was front page news. Everyone knew that, including Biden. He knew a congresswoman was killed just weeks ago. The problem, of course, and the whole world saw this, the problem's he forgot. There's no way of spinning that, gang. As you can see, not even the borderline illiterate liar for hire, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, she couldn't do anything to spin this absurdity, to cover this up. Our president is talking to dead people. And it's precisely why he is politically dying. And I'm going to show you how. But first, gang, you need to click on that link below and learn how to stick it to the establishment by using their own corruption against them. And you know exactly what I'm talking about here. Politicians like Nancy Pelosi have been getting insider trading secrets for decades now, enabling their returns to beat the market every single year. But thanks to a little-known SEC database, guess what? We can have access to those very same trading secrets as well, just like those politicians are privy to. We get to see what stocks corporate CEOs are buying up in real time, and then we get to piggyback on their trades to gain the same advantage for ourselves that Pelosi and the crooks in D.C. have. My friend Ross Givens has been tracking insider trading for years now, and his recommendations have led to investment returns of over 200%. Get this, some have hit as high as nearly 1,500%, and now it's your turn. Click on that link below right now and learn how you too can learn to trade like Pelosi. Click on that link and learn how to gain an insider advantage for yourself today.
Asylum officers and over 100 cutting-edge inspection machines to help detect and stop fentanyl coming out of our southwest border.
I mean, there's just simply no hiding it anymore. I mean, it's really that simple. And here's the horrific news for the Democrats. The latest NBC poll that just dropped this week found that Biden's age and cognitive decline ranked among the top concerns voters have for his presidency. 76%. Are concerned about Biden's cognitive degeneracy. 62% are very concerned. This is what has Democrats up in a total panic every night. They know voters are not going to reelect a president they believe is not cognitively fit for the job. They know it. But what made the NBC poll really devastating is that voters are clearly seeing a connection between Biden's mental degeneration and the degeneration of the nation as a whole. In issue after issue after issue, Biden's approval rating and trust in handling those issues have plummeted dramatically in the last 4 years. Back in 2020, Biden had a 9-point lead over Trump in terms of his being perceived as competent and effective. Today, Trump has a 16-point lead. That's a 25-point swing to Trump in 4 years. Back in October of 2020, Biden actually led Trump by a point in having the necessary mental and physical health to be president. Today, in 2024, Trump now has a 23-point lead over Biden. Again, a 24-point swing. And all the down-ticket issues, as it were, exemplify the same pattern. In dealing with crime and violence, back in 2020, Biden was +4 over Trump. Today, in 2024, it's now Trump +21. In securing the border, Trump has more than doubled his lead in the last 4 years. In dealing with the economy, Trump has tripled his lead. Biden's painfully obvious cognitive degeneration is being seen by more and more voters as the primary cause for the nation's degeneration. And there's simply no way they're going to vote to reelect someone they believe will only end up degenerating even more. And his latest habit of talking to dead people ain't gonna help. As many of you know, we have unfortunately been completely and totally demonetized, which is putting our daily communication with one another at risk like never before. Now, we are actively working on getting this resolved, but as things stand, this channel has, without any warning, been totally and completely demonetized. And as Elon Musk said so powerfully last week, the whole point of these demonetization efforts is to deliberately try to make us patriots feel like we're all alone. They want to sever our relationship with each other and force on us a kind of digital solitary confinement so as to demoralize us and discourage us like never before. But to their horror, it's not working. Over this past week, you have carried this channel like never before. We've had more people than ever make the courageous decision to bypass big tech and join our Insiders Club. We have direct access to one another that can never be interrupted by big tech overlords. Over the last 7 days, we've seen literally thousands of you come to our rescue. And you've done it in two ways. You've signed up for our free newsletter and you've officially joined our Insiders Club. Those two acts alone are enough for us to collectively stand together and never, ever have our relationship severed. So I'm inviting the rest of you to do the same today just by clicking on that link below and signing up for our newsletter and joining our Insiders Club. You are guaranteeing that there is nothing that big tech can do to get between us and make us feel like we're in a
digital solitary confinement. It's as simple as clicking on the link below right now and opting into our free email newsletter. And once you do that, you can financially support us by joining our Insiders Club. Gang, from the bottom of my heart, I cannot thank you enough for your support during a time like this. You are my heroes, and it will be my mission to express my appreciation for every single one of you each and every week.